On November 22, 1992, Monfils' body was found at the bottom of a pulp vat at the James River Mill with a weight around his neck. After an exhaustive three-year investigation, a jury convicted six men of killing him. Wisconsin Innocence Project attorney Byron Lickstein says the parole ruling against Michael Hearn this week won't stop his efforts to free another of the Monfils six, Ray Moore. Lickstein says the convictions of all the men hinge on what he considers very flimsy evidence, in particular the testimony of a man who said he remembered a drunken conversation about the murder at a bar 2 years after the murder occurred.
To me, what makes it remarkable is the extraordinary effort that went into the investigation, how little that ended up producing, and how dramatic the consequences have been for these guys.
Even the victim's brother, Cal Monfils, has joined in the effort to have the men convicted of killing his brother freed. He says he was always uneasy about how the investigation was carried out, especially the fact that none of the six who remain in jail have ever wavered in their claims of innocence.
The hardest pill to swallow is the fact that you're going to have six people that are going to keep their mouths shut facing a murder charge. I mean, you can watch any crime show on TV, any true-to-life crime show, people always roll over, people always talk. It's human instinct.
One of those convicted, Mike Piaskowski, had his conviction overturned in 2001 for lack of sufficient evidence. He will lead a rally and walk for justice at the Brown County Courthouse this Saturday afternoon, calling for the release of the five other men who remain in prison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.